Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
That is finally, because we're going 90s all day today, and what a joy it is. And I'm up to 90 myself. Why? Because, well, my friends.
Friends.
Just friends.
Yes, it is that time where we look back on our favourite calls and texts from listeners. And this week, my friends, our presenter and reporter, James Patrice, and Char Mannion. Comedians, Char Mannion. I'll give you your full title
Very
there.
Very good.
90s. How do we feel about the 90s?
Oh, I think we should never have left them.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you not think we're
I stopped growing in the 90s. That's probably why I look back fondly.
I think, apart, speaking of growing, leave the eyebrows in the 90s.
Yes.
You like a bushy brow now. Tadpoles then, so we'll let them stay bushy.
Awful. Yeah,
well, otherwise, it was great.
I never plucked my eyebrows until I was about 23, and a friend of mine wrestled me to the couch and went, we need to do something about this.
They need to be linear, tadpole-y, rotten.
Yeah.
But they're lovely now.
Thank you.
You have a lovely bushy brow.
Takes a lot of work.
James.
Takes a lot of work. Now, do you have headphones there? I want you to listen to something. Do you know what? I'll pull this down so you can have a listen. No, you'll hear it. I'll pull your mic down. Have a listen to this, and how do you feel when I do this? Do you remember?
It's almost like an eerie horror tune.
Yeah.
It could
I feel
be the background
like I'd like to get those on a CD for my sleep sounds.
Yes, ASMR. Yes, Jaco.
The first World Wide Web page is created 1991, lads. Mm. Absolutely insane. The first ever website was introduced to the world. What was it? Well, it was a website explaining how to use the internet, of course. The man responsible for the internet, as we know it, is Tim Berners-Lee. Little did he know that by 2023, there would be over 1 billion websites in existence.
Because.
But that makes
fair play to. Is he still going?
I don't. Is he still going? We don't know. We'll have to check
that out. I hope he's fairly mentis.
But that gives me anxiety. I would get impatient if I heard that, you know. Back then.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah. Or, you see, my dad is a wholesaler, so he had a business at the house, and we had a fax machine as well. And there was this whole thing, you had to dial 9 for an outside line, and and then if you answered the phone at the wrong time, it'd be like, hello, I'd like to place an order. And you're like, oh, God, okay.
But I remember we were fairly late getting, we were a bit technophobic, getting a lot of computer. I remember in school, mm-hmm. like we had computer class, and everyone knew what they were doing, whizzing around, and I'd be there going, I know what, I had no clue.
James, I'm too old to have had a computer class. I didn't even have a
computer.
We had a knitting class.
I'm going to prefer a knitting class.
What about the fashion? What about the fashion, lads? Let's talk about this, because I want to hear about your memory of your outfits. I mentioned it this morning. I had various stages, but I do distinctly remember hanging out in Malahide with a group of friends,
and we all had
Chicago Bulls.
This is so Dublin centric. This conversation.
Shut up, Sharon, for a minute.
Chicago, yes.
I had the Chicago. I had the X Works jeans.
For some reason, everyone looked like they played basketball.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
Yeah, Miami Dolphins. My friend had. I had the Eclipse jeans.
Hairy legs on Talbot Street?
Yes, hairy legs.
Yeah, oh, sussed and nope.
Can we talk about cows for a minute?
Yes. Well, for me, given that I was actually only one in 1990,
tell us about your 8-year-old style icon. Go on.
So basically, a bowl cut for me is the 90s. Now, let it be known, there was never a bowl on my head. My mother, I did get haircuts, you know, we weren't that bad. But I found whenever there was an occasion, you know, nowadays, like for communion, that kids like look really cool. Back then, you had to look like your dad.
Yeah.
So you wear a slightly oversized suit. I remember the worst was, I remember my sister's confirmation, she wore, ladies, you might appreciate this, a Laura Ashley floral gown with a bonnet.
Oh my Lord.
And I remember in the photo, the family photo at home, which was really weird. We're all kind of posing on each other, like this hands on shoulders. Remember those family ones years ago? No, we were fully clothed. I was wearing a lemon sweater vest.
Gorgeous.
And a lemon bow tie, which really popped the
I feel like you could rock that now.
I could do it now.
Yeah.
I might resurrect it.
Yeah.
It might only fit over one ditty, but
Did shiny tracksuits reach your neck of the woods?
I did have a shell suit, just the one now. I believe I got it from Santa Claus and it was a big deal. I wore it to death. And if I could find it now, I would whip it out.
You wouldn't light a match near it though.
No. Oh, God, no. No, I was told to stop doing that at a very young age. Stop lighting those fires, Sharon, will you? No, I feel like... So I had two Dublin cousins and they would bring the fashion to me.
Bring
and sometimes
the fashion.
I remember they were getting perms at one stage. That was a thing. Like, they got perms for their confirmation.
Did you not get a perm?
No.
No, I only for the
had a bit of sense. Yeah.
I got a perm in New York because obviously my siblings moved over there in the 80s. So I remember being over in the 90s. I got a perm, and from the hairdressers, I got into my sister's car. I used to get car sick and I put my head out the window. No. By the time I got home, the perm was gone. It just blew out of my hair. I was
That was your body
hours.
Trying to save yourself.
It was rejecting.
That was, That's like how they sometimes your body rejects a kidney donor or whatever. That's what was happening there.
The
your
chemicals from the perm were gone.
Yeah. Sure, you're obviously Danny's a dub like James, but why were his underwear such an unusual 90s fashion item?
Okay, so basically Danny's mother sent him to school in boxer shorts, but with nothing, with underwear and then boxer shorts. She thought they were like boxers shorts, like what boxers wear. So she sewed up the little hole for, you know, a man's...
appendage.
Appendage.
Yes.
Thank you, James. It's like we're writing an erotic novel together.
Yes,
and sewed it up and off he went in his boxer shorts. And I think he got boxed.
So he was wearing them like
as shorts.
No,
very
flimsy. He'd be freezing.
Yeah, well, she had sewed up the hole.
Oh,
you
that's
see.
True. Yeah. Less ventilation.
So, but he only did it the once. Now I think he got told. He got told not to do that.
Now, yesterday we heard from listeners about those shows, you know, that everyone is watching, but you can't be bothered. You don't have the time. But it was different in the 90s. It was so different because you didn't have the channels.
Yeah.
Sharon, how did you fit in when your Dublin cousins were talking about telly? Like.
I knew what a telly was, Jen, just to be very clear, you know.
So you had one.
It was the radio,
black and
except
white.
It had moving pictures. I copped onto that after a few months. We had some channels, but we didn't have, like, we wouldn't have had MTV or, you know, we had BBC One and Two and stuff like that. So there's some things, even now when people talk about, there's a thing that Michael J. Fox was in, is it Family Ties? And I don't really understand what that is. I just nod along and go, yeah, oh God, you remember that? Yeah,
amazing.
That kind of stuff. MTV as well.
I missed out on
all of that. But you know, I was the better for it. I was out in fields running around in muck.
And shell suits.
And shell suits.
Yes.
And look at me now.
James, how did your sister try and fail to pretend she had Sky One?
It's I'm really throwing her under the bus today. I remember we weren't in the family. We didn't have a computer, but we didn't have Sky. But look, we were grand. We were fed and watered.
Yeah.
But we had the basic channels. We didn't have Sky One, but for some reason they would have advertised Sky One on another channel. So you're like, oh, get the Sky package or whatever. Mm-hmm. So every week. Every Sunday night, like tonight on The Simpsons, and it was a little teaser of The Simpsons, like, you know what's coming up. And then my sister would go into school the next day, and they'd all be going, oh, did you see The Simpsons last night? It was class. And my sister would go, yeah, it was so good. Like, she only would have seen the bit on the ads. So she'd go, do you remember Bart did that? Yeah. And then about 3 or 4 weeks in, some little caught on and goes, you're only watching the ads, Vanessa. And she was like, no, I'm not. I haven't. I swear. Ran home crying.
Aww. Didn't Bart Simpson bring out a song?
Yeah, Do the Bartman.
Do the Bartman, yeah.
That was huge. You remember getting that?
Yeah, I had a t-shirt.
Oh, you got it.
I hadn't seen The Simpsons. It was a bit like your sister. I hadn't seen The Simpsons, but I got the t-shirt.
But you have to look like you know what's going on.
I was like, look at me. I wouldn't have the t-shirt if I hadn't seen it, surely.
Exactly.
Fooled everybody.
You're the official merch.
Fooled everybody.
We need to talk about displays of affection, because on Tuesday we talked about those social media displays of affection that you really wish people just kept to themselves. Why do people do it, James?
Look, as I've often said, as someone who's bitterly single, Jen, I mean, I abhor literally tonsil examination. I prefer a rectal examination. I'd rather see that on the street. But I wouldn't.
Well,
in certain areas of a club, you might see that. But it's unnecessary. We know. A little handhold is nice. Or did you ever see, like, on a night out, the arm around the board? It's like, I'm not going nearer. Mm. Clearly, I'm not going nearer. Don't worry about that. Like,
no one's going nearer, love.
You know what I mean? Beth, now what? But yeah, it's territorial and it's unnecessary. I say, you know,
it's insecurity. It's clearly insecurity.
Are you?
I would love Lau to do a massively gushing post on me.
Oh, Jen. No, do you know what I would think if I saw that? Yeah. I would think, well, they're splitting up.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. Because the amount of people I've seen do that, and it's like a friend of a friend of a friend, and you're like, she told me they're sleeping in separate beds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
could
they're
you
like,
rob his
my
phone?
Love.
Hack his phone and do one really as him one. For you.
To really, yeah.
Because you notice the way, I think the next level of this is like divorce announcements now have become the most gushing displays of love. They're always like, after 6 wonderful, glorious, spectacular, love-ridden years, we've decided to separate. It's like, well, was that good? You wouldn't have separated.
Yeah.
You know? There's more love in those divorce posts than there is in my marriage.
True. Oh, I want a good, bitter divorce. I want misery, scathing insults on each other. Yes, completely.
I hate this guy.
Let's get married so we can just get divorced. Come on. It'll be brilliant.
Okay, we need to talk about music that makes you emotional, right? I'm all for, like, I'm buzzing today with the 90s tunes. It really, really uplifting because I do think we look back at the 90s with rose-tinted glass and go, it was the most amazing time because the world has come to an end right now.
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
But back then...
Oh, it was great.
Ignorance is bliss.
Listen. Yeah.
But another one from Wednesday, the text machine actually blew up when we asked listeners... the songs that made them emotional. James, give me some 90s music that makes you happy or sad or just makes you feel alive.
I mean, so obviously the usual, you know, romantic and amazing music like Steps, Step 7, you know, the Star Wars of music.
Yeah, that is
but
a good one.
For me, Colours of the Wind from Pocahontas.
Can you sing with all the voices of a mountain? Can you paint with all the colours of the wind? Can you paint with all the colours of the wind?
That's a good one. That's a good
one.
Isn't
it beautiful?
Yeah, that is lovely.
Pop that in, walk around a beach or a park. The leaves are blowing around you. There could be a bit of dog muck on them, but that doesn't matter. You feel empowered.
Yeah.
And Vanessa L. Williams, do you remember former Miss Beauty? Or Miss America, and she was in Ugly Betty.
Yes.
She did. You know in Disney movies, a pop star will do a version of the main song?
Oh, yeah.
She did that one for Pocahontas, and it's fabulous.
That's very left field now.
Isn't it very... it's quite specific.
It's
very specific.
Well, I don't know. If I had to pick his theme tune, I think that's the one I would have gone for.
No, you wouldn't have. Like, I didn't...
But I was asked what was emotive. Ultimately, now, Vengabus is my... It's my jam. If I'm ever hosting Ed Malik, it's great. Come on, thank you, bus. Get up there,
get on
lads.
The bus. Get
it's
on
brilliant.
The bus.
It's very different to.
I'm very eclectic. I'm so cool. Hindsight, you know.
Okay.
My musical taste.
Okay. I like it. Sharon, what have you got?
There was a little band, a German band, I believe they were.
Oh,
called.
My God, lads.
The Kelly Family Angel.
No one has heard that song.
Cultures of Ireland, please help me out here and text
please
in.
Please stand up.
Because this was the slow set in Balnagar Community Centre when I was going to teenage discos. They were a band in Germany. There was about 75 of them. They all had long blonde hair. It wasn't clear who was male, who was female. It didn't matter. Kelly Family, Angel. Brings a tear to my cold glass eye.
Was
every
it in
time.
A movie or was it in the
No.
No, it was just
No, they were just
saying,
a band,
there.
A travelling
family
band.
And
they were like
them in person.
No, I
are
wish.
Are they German's version of Crystal Swing or something?
If Crystal Swing multiplied.
Were the Corrs kind of.
They were the Corrs, but with less Andreas and more Jims, you know,
okay.
That kind of way.
Okay.
You need to need to redeem yourself now with something that's kind of cool.
I don't have anything else. That's all I have. Scooter.
You do.
Do I? What was the other one?
You do. Well, I'm gonna make you cooler. I'm gonna help.
I think you've just forced me. I want to stick with the Kelly family. I love the Kelly family.
No, we're gonna give you this. We're gonna give
you.
Oh
yeah, Nirvana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like them too.
Again, eclectic.
Yeah.
Oh my my God, no, I'm singing to it.
Yeah, it's just catchy. Like icons, it's catchy, I'm telling you.
Somebody just texts in, oh God, flashback. I was given my first pair of boxers when I was 12, wore them for PE in school for a month till the teacher pulled me to one side to explain. I've actually buried that memory. Thanks, lads. Back to therapy. That's from Mick.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that, Mick.
For PE.
He never. He didn't specify if his mother sewed it up because for PE, now you'd want to have that sewn up.
Hi guys, Jen. Kelly family was massive in Poland.
Yeah, oh, in Poland.
God, they were touring everywhere, but in Poland, we were told they were Irish.
They were Irish. There was something I can't remember
the specifics.
Had Irish heritage or something.
Are you a secret Kelly family member? Are you trying to resurrect
them? My name
them?
Is Sharon Kelly. How are you doing, lads?
Some shifting was done to that song back in the day, says Bill and Claire.
See? I'm telling you.
Kelly family, you've set the text alight.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Kelly family did a few videos in Lunan in County Galway, and they made a video in her kitchen at home, and you have me brothers dancing in it.
See? I'm telling you, lads. You don't. When you're living up in this D4 bubble, you don't know what's going on
this
down
is
the
a
country.
Claire and Leash says, "Okay, so now we need angels." The whole song. That's not going to happen. Claire.
It is. It is a petition. Then. Let's have it. Let's have a petition.
Absolutely.
Let's have a protest.
Please, on the hour. Every hour.
I bring people in.
Replace the Angelus with the Kelly family angel. Thank you.
I bring friends in to help me, you know, to make me look cooler. You have totally ruined my reputation.
What's wrong with Cousins of the Winds and the Kelly family?
With this.
Do you think they'd sing Cousins of the Winds?
And this. She can't even hit the high note. She sounds like she smokes about 50
fags. You can't
say
she because I don't know. I don't know if it's a. They were kids, Jen.
Were they?
They were a family. They were like the Von Trapps, except they were Kellys.
What age are we talking?
Oh, we're talking like 6 months up to 74.
Wow.
I don't know.
Oh my God. I take it all back.
A lot of Calpol, I'd say.
I'll take it all back because they could be listening. Members of the Kelly family live here in Clonakilty in Cork.
Wow.
So they're Irish.
Well, yeah, they were German Irish, whatever that means.
Okay.
So I think maybe their parents were Irish, or they had Irish heritage or something.
Can we get some facts here?
Can we get some stats here? Now can I just say, you're saying, oh, I take it back, they live in I haven't said anything bad about the Kelly family. I've only said fantastic things.
Yeah,
you're
throwing her under the bus.
Yeah.
I've always loved the Kelly family.
You're a huge fan, James. You were saying that outside.
And German sausage. Clonakilty sausage.
Exactly.
It all makes sense.
Lads, thank you for being my friends. And no, I will never forget that song. Ever in my life.
It's that nose.
It is.
Yeah.
It says here you're both skipping Halloween and getting straight into Christmas time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Panto. Yeah.
Oh. Big one for you.
It is Ollie Polly and the Magic Lamp.
Ooh.
Come and rub my lamp. I'm the genie.
He's a genie.
Yes, I don't want to do that, James. Not after last
And I don't want to say this because I love all pantos. They all have lovely bottoms. But the Olympia panto.
Well, did you like it last year, Jen?
I have to say.
Oh.
Am I going to say the best? I might have to.
Jennifer's never ready to say it.
Do you know what it was? Do you know what it was, James? I was bricking it because I brought my English
and Italian in-laws.
Yeah. I was like, oh God.
Are they going to like this?
This is hilarious. Is
brilliant.
And they got it. They got it.
Brilliant.
It was amazing.
It's fun for all the family.
Great.
So when does that kick off?
20th of December to the 7th of January.
That's your life over for the
period. That's it, Christmas Day off. So that's grand.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's all you need. Yeah, that's fine.
Bit of turkey and back you go.
What are you up to?
So, big Christmas stand-up.
Dressing gown. Vibe. What are you doing in your dressing gown?
Oh, Storyland. Yeah. So there was a piece called The Cousin. It was on last night. So it's too late to plug in now because it was last night. But a great Storyland project. There's loads of them. There's few of them on at the minute. So support them. I think they're on every Thursday on RT2.
It's probably on the player now, is it?
It's probably on the player. You're right, James. Fair play to you, James. It's on the player. The Cousin is the one I was in. But they're all great. You should all check them all out. I went to the premiere and they were all really good.
So, okay.
But I do want to plug a Christmas special stand-up comedy show in the Sugar Club on Tuesday, December 12th. Amazing lineup. I'm hosting it. We've got Emma Doran, Danny O'Brien, Joe Rooney and Shane Clifford. So, and maybe some surprises. It's going to be great.
Sugar Club is a lovely venue at Christmas time. That's very... Yeah. Where can people get tickets?
On Eventbrite or the Sugar Club website.
Sugar Club website. Go and get your comedy tickets. Go get your panto tickets because they go fast. Did I do good there?
Oh, you were great.
Thank you.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare. Looking after you always.